It's Wednesday, the 6th of August, and I'm Tonatakavila with your 1 p.m. news. Erongo Red is finalizing a new electricity credit service that will allow customers to buy power on credit and repay it with their next purchase. Head of Communication and Marketing Benjamin Nangombe says the initiative will help households during tough financial times.
Yeah, we are looking at a timeline between a month and 2 months. Then we should have the product ready. But at this moment, where the advanced features will be, where the app is almost ready, but our developers are still doing some testing to ensure that the system is configured correctly and it's running. But as soon as it's ready, we will definitely make an announcement.
Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Teofelis, launched the National Digital Strategy and National Emergency Telecommunications Plan on Tuesday in Windhoek. The Namibia Press Agency reports that the NDS provides a framework for the country's digital growth, supporting socio-economic and environmental development through technology. It also aids with communication during disasters by coordinating information sharing between government, society and the private sector. To South Africa now, where Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has dismissed reports that his party has been invited to be part of the government of national unity. The ANC's National Executive Committee has resolved to expand the size of the coalition government and begin a process of speaking to other parties. Mashaba told Newsroom Africa they are open to talking.
We made it clear after the elections last year when we approached to join the GNU, and we declined the invitation because we did not really see the role that we can play in a 70% government. And even right now, honestly, I cannot see how Action SA can play that role.
Staying on the continent, Ghana's government has given satellite broadcaster DStv until tomorrow to lower subscription prices or face a suspension of its broadcasting license. Communication Minister Samuel George told Reuters that he had instructed the National Communications Authority to begin suspension proceedings against MultiChoice Ghana if it fails to comply with regulatory expectations for a price cut by 7 August. And the U.S. envoy to the United Nations, Dorothy Shea, says at a time when pressure on Hamas is more necessary than ever, some have instead taken steps that embolden the organization. This comes as countries including France, the United Kingdom and Canada have announced plans to formally recognize Palestine as a state in the hopes of bringing peace to the Middle East.
We must be clear that unproductive publicity stunts like last week's two-state solution conference and unilateral announcements regarding recognition of a Palestinian state undercut the efforts of mediators and prolong the war. These gifts to Hamas not only imperil the hostages, they also hurt the civilians of Gaza.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.